Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, October the 27th, 2007. It's the birthday of the novelist Zadie Smith, born in London, 1975, grew up in a working-class London neighborhood. She was black, she was smart, had a hard time making friends with other kids, spent most of her time tap dancing or reading. She later wrote about it, "It is a mixture of perversity and stomach sadness that makes a young person fashion a cocoon of other people's words. If the sun was out, I stayed in. If there was a barbecue, I was in the library. By the time I arrived at college, I had been in no countries, had no jobs, participated in no political groups, had no lovers. In short, I was perfectly equipped to write the kind of fiction I did write, saturated by other books, touched by the world, but only vicariously." She got to college at Cambridge and found out that it was cool to be black and to be smart. Published a short story in her sophomore year in the undergraduate literary magazine, got a lot of attention. While she was cramming for her finals, she knocked out 100 pages of a new novel, 100 pages that was sent around to publishers, started a bidding war, and she wound up with a six-figure book contract before she'd even graduated from Cambridge. Zadie Smith's first novel was, of course, White Teeth, came out in 2000, which sold more than a million copies and which was compared by critics to the work of Charles Dickens. Her most recent book, On Beauty, is a retelling of Howard's End by E.M. Forster. It's the birthday of Dylan Thomas, born in Swansea, Wales, 1914. Became famous with the poems that he wrote during the London Blitz in World War II, including Ceremony After a Fire Raid and a refusal to mourn the death by fire of a child in London. It's the birthday of Sylvia Plath, born in Boston, 1932, who wrote her best work after her marriage to Ted Hughes broke up in 1962. She was living alone with two children, got up every morning at 4. The poems were collected after her death in the book Ariel in 1965, and they made her name. And it's the birthday of the novelist Maxine Hong Kingston, born in Stockton, California, 1940, whose memoir, Woman Warrior, Memoirs of a Girlhood Among Ghosts, came out in 1976. Here's a poem for today by Sharon Owles, entitled 35:10. Brushing out our daughter's brown, silken hair before the mirror, I see the gray gleaming on my head, the silver-haired servant behind her. Why is it, just as we begin to go, they begin to arrive, the fold in my neck clarifying as the fine bones of her hips sharpen, as my skin shows its dry pitting, she opens like a moist, precise flower on the tip of a cactus. As my last chances to bear a child are falling through my body, the duds among them, her full purse of eggs, round and firm as hard-boiled yolks, is about to snap its clasp. I brush her tangled, fragrant hair at bedtime. It's an old story, the oldest we have on our planet, the story of replacement. A poem by Sharon Olds, 35:10. From Strike Spark, Selected Poems, 1980 to 2002, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.